Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
When we last left the Morning Scramble radio program, Claire had a busy Monday night.
I did.
How'd that go?
I survived it.
Good?
Yeah.
Everybody, you take the right people to the right places?
I did. It just came down to we've got a shift. We've got a nobody's going to do what they normally do.
Meaning on Monday. For a Monday?
Yes. Yes. Audrey had a track meet and an orchestra concert, so you pick one. You can't do both.
What'd she pick?
She picked orchestra.
Interesting.
Yes.
Good call.
Cora had gymnastics.
Zero running an orchestra. Zero.
Well, it was a dual orchestra concert. It's the final
of
the season.
It's a dual track meet, too. Weird.
It was boys and girls. You're right. But she's the manager of the track team.
Okay.
She was front row for the orchestra.
Oh, wow.
So it was kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
And then it was two schools together. It was Franklin and Taft
Fun.
All playing. So it was a very good night. It was busy, but it was good.
Didn't Cora have something too? Dance or something?
No, typically she has gymnastics.
Oh, gymnastics, that's
but we
right.
We had to not go to gymnastics. We'll go to gymnastics tonight instead because she had Girl Scouts. It was bananas. And I had a meeting, but I had to skip my meeting to get the people to
my
all the places.
My goodness.
It was a busy, busy Monday.
You were going to make turkey sandwiches for the car.
Yes.
Did you do that?
I did. And actually, I didn't need to make them for the car then. The girls and I toasted the turkey sandwiches.
What?
Yeah. We had dinner at like 4:30.
Sure.
So I was like, let's do it before the chaos breaks
Fuel
out.
Fuel up.
Yeah. So we toasted them. Dude, it was good.
Did you use a special cheese?
Münster.
I like Münster.
It's a good cheese. I always forget how much I like it.
I love Münster a lot.
Yeah.
There's something about that orange
brine
edge
thing.
To it. But
yeah.
You can eat that, right?
Yeah, it's
but
good.
Like brie. You're supposed to eat that edge?
I don't know.
I'm afraid of it.
I brie creeps me out.
Brie in general?
In general.
Yeah.
It's a little too gooey.
It's very gooey. You're right.
I don't know. There's just something I don't trust
about
brie.
But it's naturally gooey.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
You didn't even heat it up. It's just that way.
I need to get on board, but I'm just like.
On the brie train?
I don't know. I think I'm more of a hard cheeses gal.
Well, you guys were going to do a charcuterie for dinner. Did you already do that?
Yep.
What'd you serve?
Hard cheeses.
Do you have any Münster?
I had that. What's that? There's like a Merlot edge cheese.
Yeah.
So good.
Is that for you?
It's mommy's cheese. Get away. Don't touch that. That's mine.
There's Münster and mommy's cheese. Step away from the charcuterie, please.
Do not touch.
Well, good. I'm glad that both the charcuterie thing worked and last night worked.
And weirdly, like Nick and I are cheese people. My kids, not so much. So
none cheese or just very light?
Light cheese. Cora's a no cheese.
Weird.
I know. I'm like, who raised you?
I grew up in a house where my mom didn't eat it. She was from Wisconsin and she was lactose intolerant.
Oh, no.
Talk about
Rosemary.
The alternate irony. ultimate irony. Yeah. But I would like chow down just Kraft cheese slices by themselves all the time. We were a Velveeta house for a while.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It's disgusting looking back on
it. And I think back to that cheese abomination. It just,
a brick of room temperature Velveeta, but it melted quick.
Hardcore in our house. Yeah.
Yeah. But at least I understood, like, that's the cheese kingdom, and I wasn't fearful of other cheeses. Cheese curds? Well, your kids eat, they squeak.
No.
No?
No. No interest. It's sad.
It's very sad.
I know. I weep for them.
I just feel like I need to convert them.
I know.
I need to be like a cheese missionary.
I'm hoping that, you know, as we approach these teenage years, maybe at 18, they'll suddenly like, I like cheese.
I need to like Book of Mormon them.
Yeah. Hello.
Elder Hansen.
My name is Elder Hansen, and I would like to talk to you about cheese.
About the Book of Cheese. Hello.
Please do it. Please.
Yes.
I'm going to wait for the doorbell at my house to ring so you can tell my kids about the good news of cheese.
I got to go buy a short sleeve white shirt first. But after that, I'm good to go.
Pretending he doesn't have a short sleeve white shirt. Sure, man. Sure.
I got to buy a name tag.
Any old name tag will do.
The Church of Jesus Christ and the Latter-day Curds.
If you spread the good news about cheese to my kids,
I want to form the Church of Jesus Christ.
Yes! Jesus! Jesus, yes, please.
I'll convert them.
You convert my kids.
I will.
I'll give you some Zeasleys at 6:45.
Summer Brie camp instead of a Bible camp. It'll be great.
I love it. I even like Brie and I'm on board.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so sorry. I got to. Hold on.
I'm sorry. I'm too
excited.
I think
this is a big idea. I got to write this down.
Write it down because, as it so often happens, we have these great ideas at 6 a.m. and then we forget about them.
Church.
And you telling my kids the good news about cheese is gold, sir.
The Church of Jesus Christ. Got it. Okay. I'm spreading the Gouda.
The Gouda news. Oh, my gosh. So good. And we have to say goodbye. Today is a day of mourning for Skype. Yesterday, Skype passed away at the age of 22.
It was 22 years old?
Skype was 22, my man.
I mean, I know Zoom really came out of the pandemic.
Yes.
And I guess now that I think about it, Skype was before that, but I rarely use Skype.
I remember using Skype, like, if Nick had a conference, if he was away, I remember like my little kids getting on Skype with me so they could see daddy before they went to bed. Like it was a big deal.
Remember Shannon's friend, her nickname? Thang.
Thang. Thang.
Thang lives in England. And they did, now that you say that, they used to Skype call.
Yeah.
And now they Zoom. Yeah, or Teams or whatever.
And it was kind of Zoom's fault. I mean, we knew that it was going to be happening.
So they didn't even get bought out. They're just dead.
Well, no, Microsoft owns it, and so they want you to start using Teams instead. So if you go to Skype.com, it says start using Teams now instead of allowing you to use
Skype. But I liked Skype.
What about Skype? It was huge at first, and then Zoom caught on during the pandemic. It dropped to about 20 million users, which had been 8.5 billion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even FaceTime on your phone caught up probably, right? This was one of the easier ways to do like a teleconference at your desk back when computers were coming with cameras. But it always, then there are too many good options, right?
And Zoom had the mobile feature.
Yeah.
Skype didn't have a mobile option.
You got to be locked into your desk, right?
Yep.
Thus, FaceTime working.
Thus, we say goodbye. Rest in peace, Skype, and thank you. You helped us to be connected. Sometimes we froze up, but that's okay. It's part of your programming. It's not your fault. You're going to a better place. Maybe not better, just different.
Going to the great digital rainbow in the sky.
The digital beyond.
Yes, the great digital beyond.
Enjoy your sleep, Skype. Enjoy your sleep.
A long, restful slumber. We wish you well. Fare thee well, Skype.
Goodbye, Skype.
Fare thee well.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Would you say I'm OCD?
I wouldn't say that I have the authority to make that determination, but tendencies?
Do you believe you have any? At all? It doesn't have to be hardcore. It's not like when I leave the room, I have to turn the light on, off, on, off.
No, I just think that sometimes people can be particular.
I'm particular.
Yes.
I like things.
About particular things.
It's orderly.
Weird. Yeah. Not your desk.
No, isn't that weird?
So weird.
It's very weird.
I'm like, why do you care about this, but not that?
So here's something I care about, and I'm in a great mood because of it. Multivitamins. Follow me on my path here.
Multivitamins. Okay.
Men's multivitamins. You get the big honking tub.
Chewies?
Yep. Gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of like look snacks. Like fruit, but not. And they kind of pretend to have sugar on them, but I'm sure those are more vitamins.
Right.
The little big tub I have has 220 multivitamins in it.
Wow.
And every day I take two. So for the past 109 days, I've had two multivitamins every morning.
Okay.
And tomorrow will be the 110th day, which means I will complete my multivitamin regimen and go to my new tub.
So congrats, grad.
But listen, as I walk across the stage and I take that little tassel and put it to the other side.
Yeah.
Never in the history of me taking multivitamins that I can recall has it ever ended perfectly. Where every day I've had two and there are two left in the container.
You haven't dropped one on the floor.
I have before many times, but this particular batch, this particular amount. I took my two this morning and I looked down in there and there were two left. By the way, I always take the two same colors.
Weird.
I don't mix and match.
Weird.
So I took two purples today and tomorrow I'm taking two reds, which means the universe is in order and I am full of joy. Claire, it's the little things.
I really dislike that you take the same two colors.
You do?
Yeah.
I have to take the same two colors.
I do not enjoy that.
I do not want to mix a purple and a red.
Why not?
Just in my body, that doesn't seem right.
Mixed fruit is the go-to. I mean, that's the staple
in the world
of
fruit cocktail, yes.
Yes.
You give me a heavy peach syruped mixed cocktail with a little bit of cherry on top.
Yes.
I'm all in.
One cherry per scoop.
It's about a half cherry. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
It's a cherry component. But when it comes to men's malties, I always have the same colors together. Regardless, this particular bin is two colors. There's a purple and a red. I've had three colors before, but in my head, it's got to be the same two every time.
Wow.
That's how it works. Upstairs.
No mixturing.
No, you're not mixturing my multivitamins.
That boggles my mind.
I mean, the vitamins themselves are already mixed together. How much more do you want me to go? How much chaos do you want, lady?
But I'm just saying, like, you put some in your hand and,
no,
like,
you put
don't
some
just
in
take
your hand
whatever.
And then you put the ones back that aren't the same color and then you have the two same colors. That's how I do it.
Well, but that's not fair. Like,
it's
what
totally,
if you like one flavor better than the other?
You just swallow them. You got to go with it. You got to go. Whatever the colors are, you got to go with just the same ones.
Yeah, you are a, you're a strange cat.
Strange little man.
Strange. Like, what?
I don't think I'm the only one with that quirk.
Huh.
I can't be.
That could be a jury in a hurry. Like, is that normal?
No, you just, what is Eric normal?
It's so.
It's very specific.
Yes, very specific.
And I am a very specific sort of guy.
True that.
Mm-hmm.
True that.
Thank you. So I'm just pleased as punch. Not only am I ending on an even number, I'm also ending with the same colors.
It's wild.
Joy to the world.
Congratulations, I guess.
I was fishing for a compliment.
Go ahead and let him be happy.
Thank you.
Hey, good job.
Don't yuck my yum.
Good job, you.
Thanks.
I'd also like to say good job to Troop 1090. Took the Girl Scouts to Last Hope Animal Rescue last night. Part of their cookie sales, they had to decide what do they want to do with all of the funds that they raise.
Yeah.
And one of the things they wanted to do was something good for their community. And they all agreed that they all love animals. So let's take some of the money we raised from cookie sales and donate it to an animal shelter.
So where'd you go? Which one?
We went to Last Hope Animal Rescue.
Lovely.
And they gave us a tour. And we got to see the whole facility and all of the many, many cats that they have right now, including some of the ones that have some medical needs. Like maybe owners had to surrender because they couldn't afford it. Medical needs. Yeah. They have a lot of like some of those Maine Coon cats. There's one that has like bad hips.
Oh.
Yeah. Somebody got their paw in a trap.
Ow.
Lost part of his paw.
Aww.
Oh, they're just so sweet. A cat that fell off a bookcase. You'd think that they, you know, land on their feet, but broke his arm.
Is that possible?
Guess
so.
Cat leg arm. You know what I mean?
Is he in a cat cast?
The front one. He's not a cast. He just can't move. So he's like in a like little cage. It's like would love to be out.
Will he be able to eventually move?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, yeah, yeah. No, and can move. It's just like you're healing right now,
yeah.
So you got to take it easy, buddy.
Because cats, right? They'll go anywhere.
Exactly. But there's all these different animals, and we got to meet a dog named Simba.
Simba.
Which is a she, surprise.
Did you lift it up? Was there a little?
No.
Did you meet a baboon that could lift Simba?
This was a big, big dog.
Okay.
She was.
That wouldn't stop me.
A Great Pyrenees.
Oh, those are huge.
Huge dogs.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. No, she was large, sweet, soulful eyes, like the eyes of a human. It was so cute. We got all of the puppy loves, all of the kitty loves. And then at the end, the girls got to present their check to feed all of those animals, to help with those medical expenses that the shelter then has to cover.
How many times did you have to say no or other troop leaders go, nope, no,
There was a lot of no.
No.
The girls wanted to stay and like, we can help with feeding and we can help with litter boxes. I'm like, we got to go. Your sister has an orchestra concert. We got to go.
But can we take one home?
Can we take another dog? Let's just get another dog. That was hard to say no.
I bet it was.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. Good morning. Here's our first look at The Buzz, a community input session for Nubo Czech Village. It's happening tomorrow, hosted by Main Street Iowa. The results from a community survey will be shared, and then ideas will be heard regarding the future of that district. And they'd like all voices represented. And as that is one of the most popular districts in our area, I would say get over there and let your voice be heard.
You don't have to be a resident in the neighborhood or the surrounding neighborhoods. It's anybody who uses Nubo Czech
Village. It's a magnet district. And we're technically, I guess it's two neighborhoods. So they actually, if you think about it, don't really have a space big enough to hold a lot of people. Maybe that's one of the things they can talk about.
Yeah.
So they're going to host this event tomorrow starting at 5:30 in the afternoon at the Cedar Rapids City Services Center, the former Public Works building.
Oh.
So, if you know where they keep all of the salt and the big trucks, southwest side, just off the 15th Avenue, southwest Cedar Rapids, that's where it's going to be tomorrow, starting at 5:30. We were telling you yesterday about Storm and Norman, the pointer mascot from Center Point Urbana, is up in not one, but two competitions right now for best high school mascot.
This is so impressive.
Nearing the finals in a website we gave you yesterday called The 64. It's just a bracket website. I think this one carries more weight. Sports Illustrated High School Mascot Competition, and we are in the finals.
That is, yeah, that's some heavy stuff there.
The Storm and Norman is taking on the Morse Shipbuilders from Maine.
What could that possibly be? Somebody with a hammer?
Sink them.
Yes!
Could just be a battleship that runs around the gym. I don't know. It's technically the shipbuilders, but either way.
No, I think Storm and Norman, I mean, that's a good-looking mascot.
Let's send them to the bottom of the ocean, shall we? Okay, it is a competition where Google is your friend. I would recommend going to Facebook. Go to Facebook, Center Point Urbana, school Facebook page. You got to scroll down like three posts. It's right there. They posted it like 17 hours ago. The link, vote right now, Center Point Urbana. Let's make sure the Pointers and Storm and Norman take that crown. Get to vote, and you have until late Monday next week. I like reading lottery stories. It's because it's, you know, fun to enjoy watching someone have fun in a little bit of fortune, right?
Sure.
But this is a very unique and feeling all right lottery story. We have a new 30,000-aire here in Cedar Rapids. His name is Jason Stratton, and he was playing Lucky Stars. It's a scratch game.
Okay.
He claimed his $30,000 on Monday. He's thanking his lucky stars because he's not had the best of life. Jason's an amputee.
Okay.
Jason was also in a serious car accident 5.5 years ago where he was hit by a Toyota Tundra going 50 miles per hour.
Oh.
Mobility is a challenge.
Yeah.
For Jason, getting around is a little tough. $30,000 is going to go a long way in helping him find transportation.
Oh my gosh.
That is a little girl life-changing lottery win, which is absolutely awesome.
Totally.
Yeah. So he actually tries his luck very often. He likes to play pull tabs and won enough to buy the ticket for the scratcher. Scratcher pays off at $30,000.
Wow.
Bought that at 1843 Johnson Ave, the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. That's your Hy-Vee.
It is.
Yes, I know. So congratulations. And
I was trying to remember the address. I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know
numbers.
Why I gave you the address. I'll just say the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee in Cedar Rapids.
Oh, then yes.
So for a guy, it's like, He said it in the story from the lottery. He's like, I just felt like I kind of needed a change in my luck. And bam, it hits. And he's just feeling great about it. So that's got us feeling
awesome.
All right this morning.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
I had a little inkling that maybe this was what was going to happen at the Met Gala yesterday. And it turns out I was correct.
What?
Baby announcement. Rihanna and A$AP Rocky are indeed expecting baby number 3. However, Rihanna debuted her baby bump just before arriving at the Met Gala. She has an official photographer, as one does.
Don't we all?
Mine's my mom!
Mine's my friend Heather, who takes bad angles.
She takes wonderful selfies of terrible angles.
We're all in there, but look at all that headroom.
We have different kinds of photographers.
We do.
Her photographer posted the photo of her. Looks like she was walking through the rain, her belly on display. Beautiful photo. And then later, she, of course, walked the red carpet at the Met Gala with her very tailored, very custom, and very exposed bump in her outfit as well. A$AP Rocky confirmed the news at the Met Gala, saying it feels amazing. It's a time when we want to show people what we're cooking up, and I'm glad everybody's happy for us because we're definitely happy. What we're cooking up.
Somebody got one in the oven.
They have two sons, RZA and Riot Rose. And Rihanna has said in interviews previously that she's excited to try for a girl. So I don't know. They didn't reveal the gender of this baby, but fingers crossed, Rihanna. Good luck. A man in his 70s crashed through the gates in front of Jennifer Aniston's Los Angeles home yesterday afternoon. Then her security held the man at gunpoint until police arrived. They are expected to book him on felony charges of vandalism. The police seem to think that it was not an accident. You know, 70-year-old man, maybe he got confused. Yeah. Maybe. It seems intentional. They're
usually
not
those guys go through like the window of a pancake house, right?
Yes. Yes. I meant to hit the brake and I hit the gas, something like that. Not
super
clear.
Super fan, stalker guy?
Not clear. On the why. Was he trying to get through the gate? Was it because it was Jennifer Aniston's home or just because it was a mansion? Just trying to get into a very nice house. No word on any of that yet, but she was home at the time of it happening. So he has a minor criminal history, nothing involving Jennifer Aniston. So we'll see what the police end up concluding.
When you have these stories and you say her security holds him at gunpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Is Jennifer Aniston living in a house with a man or woman that just sits at the front door?
Somebody who's just watching.
Is that the life she lives?
Are they sitting at the front or are they just like, they're around?
Or is it like Permar? They could be summoned and they're there within seconds.
Maybe. I would assume it's like Kevin Costner, the bodyguard. He lives in the pool house.
I don't think she needs a bodyguard.
Ready to go. I think you do. Obviously, there's people just crashing through your front door. You can never be too safe.
Do all celebrities have bodyguards?
I think there's security
detail. First of all, they all have pool houses.
Yes.
Do they have bodyguards? And will they all fall in love?
Show of hands, who's in love with your bodyguard? Just that one movie? No? Dang. We've got some movement on the Dolly Parton musical. She is creating a musical all about her life with a bunch of Dolly songs.
Isn't that the name of the musical, I think, is Dolly Parton, Here I Come Again?
Dolly, an original musical. Your sources say otherwise.
Yeah, it does.
It's going to make its world premiere July 18th in Nashville before heading to Broadway next year. There was a intense audition process, but they have found who will be playing Dolly herself. And it's not three people. It's not one person, it's three.
Well, let's start with this. Of the two Broadway people in the room, I started looking all of this up, and there is a separate musical called Here You Come Again, which is in London right now.
Somebody is really into Dolly.
That's different. This is just a Dolly. Ideas for Dolly musicals at the same time?
I guess, but this is the one that Dolly's involved.
This is like the sanctioned one.
Yes.
The other one maybe is a little unauthorized.
It could be.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
This is the one that Dolly herself was going to help them. They were going to find the right person to play Dolly, but they settled on three people who were right to play Dolly. Their names are Katie Rose Clark, Carrie St. Louis, and Quinn Titcomb.
They all have three names? Or is that just the way you're saying them?
No.
That's just interesting. I find that odd.
Quinn Titcomb only has one name.
Oh, I didn't know that was a very horrible middle name. Well, the first one had three names, and then St. Louis could be the middle name Saint, the last name's Lewis.
Katie Rose Clark is number one.
Yeah, that's three names.
Carrie St. Louis is number two.
Could be St. Louis, could be three names.
Fair.
I'm sorry, I'm questioning.
It's three people.
I'm clearly very invested in this story and I have a lot of questions. I know I'm frustrating you, but I just want to know.
Let me tell you a story. I told you, listen. Just listen. There's a lot of interest in this musical.
Yes,
you can clearly see.
Right now, yes, I have all of it. I'm buying all the tickets. I don't even...
Good luck.
What else?
They're already adding dates.
Thank God. What else do I need to know? Don't abandon me now.
No, that's all I have for right now. Is the
announcement. Are you giving up?
No. I'm just letting you know that they found their Dollies. Not one Dolly, but Dollies.
Thank you.
Yeah, just so you know.
I can't wait to go.
I can see that. You're emotionally invested.
So emotionally invested. I gotta look. Can you give me those names written down? I'll go look them up.
Dolly and Original Musical featuring Katie Rose Clark,
yes.
Carrie St. Louis,
okay.
And Quinn Titcomb.
Thank you.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
7:09 now. It's the Morning Scramble with Danson, Eric, Hanson, Claire, and we welcome producer Ben in studio. Good morning,
hey,
producer
Ben.
Good morning.
Time for Songversations. We've been painting this picture of an idyllic Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And I think I can capture the moment. That very first farmer's market morning. You're not in a rush. You know you're eventually going to go. But you get up. You have a very casual cup of coffee.
Mm.
You eventually grab your reusable grocery bags.
Grab a tote bag.
And then you head out the door. But something is setting the stage. Something takes you to that place or that peace of mind. Right?
There's a
That's
song
what we're after.
That either takes you there or there's a song that you would turn on as you're grabbing that cup of coffee, getting ready to go.
Your low-key Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Ben, what did you think of this homework assignment? Easy, hard?
I just went with something that I enjoy. A band I enjoy in particular.
Oh, a band.
Yep.
Well, this is producer Ben's Saturday morning nothing to do all day song. Are we ready?
Ready.
Here we go. That's an aggressive, relaxed Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah,
there is no chill in producer Ben.
I chose Thanks for the Memories by Fall Out Boy.
Yes.
I had a few reasons for it.
Number one.
Mostly just that it's Fall Out Boy in general.
Okay.
They have a song in my favorite Disney movie. They were my favorite concert I've ever been to at the Hell Omega Tour in Chicago. And when I was younger, I would sing that song on like a karaoke video game. So it's just like a lot of good memories, and it's something I could see myself listening to on Saturday, like singing along to in the car or at home or whatever.
It always gives you good vibes.
It takes him to a place.
Yeah.
That's Songversations right there, right?
All those memories tied up in one song.
I love it.
Yeah. That's a good selection.
And also, thanks for stepping up the plate first. It doesn't have to be a slow song.
No.
Right?
It's whatever song you want to listen to on a Saturday morning.
You're going for a vibe. I think the presumption is it's like every home shopping show. Oh, I can see us standing out here with a cup of coffee, right? They always say that.
Yeah.
And then it's like, and playing some music, because you think it has to be relaxed. Mine's kind of middle of the road.
Okay.
So if I was to be honest.
It's a show tune.
No, it's not. I'm up first all the time, right? It's me and the dogs. So what I would actually play is probably like the introduction to a movie, because I just scan TV for hours until Shannon gets up at about 8. Then it's like breakfast is being made at a very slow pace, or we're just kind of hanging out in bed, kind of thinking what the day might bring. And we kind of got into this routine even before I started here. And we seem to go back to the same group over and over and over again. It's the Black Keys, Gold on the Ceiling. It's from their El Camino album. It came out in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a groove to that. It feels laid back, but has momentum at the same time.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, totally. That's accurate.
Because I was like, the first one that popped in my head was like, Sunday Morning, Maroon 5. And that just seemed a little too obvious.
Yeah.
But I just like this, bum, 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 bum. So you know you're going somewhere eventually.
Uh-huh.
It's got a little bit of rhythm to it. It's just fun and funky.
It is fun. I like that song.
Yes. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got Fall Out Boy, right?
Yeah.
We've got the Black Keys. And now we've got the mystery of Claire's Saturday, which I tell you what, let's take a break.
Okay.
Phone lines are open. Now you understand how the game is played for Songversations.
This is how we're playing.
It's a Saturday morning. You got nothing going on. You want to set the vibe. What song are you playing? That's our Songversation question. You can take part right now by calling 200-1029.
Tell us your story. It's Songversations with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
The topic for Songversations are the song or songs or artists that just kind of get you in the mood for a laid-back, kind of a vibe weekend, right?
Yeah, a chill. There's nothing scheduled, nothing on the calendar, nothing to do. We don't have to run here, run there. It's just a laid-back, lazy Saturday, and you can do whatever you want.
Ben's listening to Fall Out Boy. I'm hoping Shannon's making breakfast, and we're both enjoying the Black Keys, which I got to give all credit to Shannon. She discovered them well before me.
And I can see eggs being made to that. I think that's a good vibe.
Make Eric eggs.
You're whipping, yeah.
He's not good at making eggs, so Shannon does it.
Scrambling, yeah. I think that goes.
Yeah, I like him over medium.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
The problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I know. It's, you know what? I'm sorry. It's your Saturday.
Okay,
your
Claire.
Eggs.
We're your Saturday.
My Saturday.
Paint the picture for Songversations.
Okay, it's a Saturday. Ideally, it'd be nice if things just kind of fell off the calendar. Mm-hmm. Like this Saturday that is lazy is a surprise. It is a gift because things have like gotten canceled, maybe due to rain. So I immediately go to Jack Johnson's banana pancakes.
He's literally describing what we're going for.
That is what I want to do then, is to make pancakes. Ideally, it would be pancakes. I don't know if it would necessarily be banana, but yes, I would need motivation to then get going. Everyone would have left me alone to sleep. I would be sleeping in and I would be waking up last. And then finding the motivation to make the pancakes would be that song. Then I make the pancakes.
I also presume in this world, everybody's being quiet in the morning. There's
yes.
No fighting.
Mm-hmm.
They're just precious little husband and angels?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But I get to sleep in.
Yes.
That is key. A lot of times Cora will wake up and say, like, hey, I'm up. Like, good for you.
Come on, mom servant. Just, do something for me.
No, just let me be.
Everybody's on their own.
I get to sleep in.
Ben, if you were to do a song, but it wasn't banana pancakes, what would be in your pancakes? Are you a chocolate chip guy, blueberry guy?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Chocolate chip and peanut butter.
In your pancakes?
Yes.
Peanut butter pancakes?
Yes.
Have you ever had those before?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Chocolate chip and peanut butter.
Yeah. Yes.
Is the peanut butter in the batter or are you spreading it on a chocolate chip
pancake? I guess you put it on after the chocolate. Yeah.
At this stage, why don't you just chop up some Reese's and put them in your pancakes,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
Reese's pancakes.
That'd be good. Add candy bars to it. Sure, why not?
And then syrup.
Does Jack Johnson have a blueberry pancake song? Because I like blueberry pancakes.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they're your pancakes. You know what? Just make the batter and then everybody customizes their own. How about?
Because that's kind of what we're asking. Like, it's a pancake sort of Saturday.
Yeah.
What are you listening to?
Does everyone cook to music?
Oh, yeah. I love cooking.
We try to get, usually in the morning we do.
Yes.
We're a little bit more TV focused at night.
Maybe.
But I do try to either come up with creative ways to ask Alexa to just come up with a mix of songs.
Yeah, morning cooking is music, and then evening cooking is probably a podcast or
the news. News. I mean, that's how I grew up, right? Yeah. Dinner's being made while Peter Jennings was reading the news.
Peter Jennings.
Yes. Do you cook to music?
No.
I would
cook to
do
news.
Do you cook?
Though.
You would cook to news.
No, I don't really cook. I'm a news guy.
But
so
given the two,
on.
He would cook to news.
You if I do, was cooking, it would be to the news.
I mean, maybe next week we'll do news versations.
News versations. What news are you listening to?
What was your favorite news story when you were making a good old, you know, hash brown casserole?
No, it's song versations. We are playing right now. We've given our answers to that Saturday morning laid back vibe. What would you turn on? What is the song that gets you thinking about that laid back Saturday morning?
What's on in the background? That's our question at 200-1029 for song versations. Z102.9, 758 now with the Morning Scramble. Weather's brought to you by Cedar Memorial. Learn about their over 95 years of service to the community at cedarmemorial.com. Going to be sunny today. Got a high of 77, 80 with maybe an afternoon shower coming up tomorrow. It's 47 right now with the Morning Scramble. We are all a dither about our Wren house. I don't have a Wren song, so I got to give you Rockin' Robin.
We need to come up with a Wren song.
I don't know a good Wren song off the top of... Well, I do know one.
What?
Well, give me a second. I got to look it up.
No, just start singing it.
do you remember Kevin Bacon's character's name in
yes.
Footloose? It was?
It was Wren.
Okay.
Okay, this is our Wren song.
Just like Kevin Bacon, hopefully a family of Wrens is moving into a new town. And you know what? This town will have a school dance. Heck yeah, we will all DJ. We're not going to... Our church isn't that hard in our town.
Heck no. This is a dancing congregation.
But what you were saying, Claire, is you think now we need to find Wren food?
Yes. I don't know what they eat. I don't know. We might have to send producer Ben out and find some worms. But I want to sweeten the deal. I want to entice them.
I want worms.
Okay, great.
Just go to any grocery store in Palo, right? You got
yes.
You got that special refrigerated section with worms. We're set. Let's do that. This is great.
We know what to do.
We're enticing the wrens.
Come on, wrens.
We think we've got a wren family with our birdhouse. We're so excited.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
All right, Momtroversy, we're taking the Traversy out of it. It's just Mom.
Mom.
This week, we're just calling Momtroversy Mom.
Yeah, just get ready to be celebrated on Sunday because you deserve it, Moms. You work so very hard. But what do you really, truly want for Mother's Day? Because you're probably going to get something adorable, something handmade that they're bringing home from school.
It's my handprint in clay.
But what else can the family do? How else do you want to be celebrated? I think that's a really good question.
Can I give you two wins and a loss?
Two wins and a loss.
Yeah.
Okay.
Win number one. This is my dad's idea. I think it was after Nick was born. So he was in August. Yeah, he'd be about 6-7 months. We went out and picked some wildflowers.
Aww.
And put them in a baby shoe.
Oh my gosh.
That is the most romantic I'd ever remember. As I look back, like, my God, that's a gesture.
Ken Hansen came up with that?
Ken Hansen.
Wow.
Yeah. Win number two. Shannon had found, probably on Etsy or somewhere, it was a craft. You would find like a teacup or a bowl, mm-hmm. and you'd put your mother's initials on it. And then it was a homemade granola. And I just made a note. It was like, it was always special getting up early with you and watching cartoons on Saturday.
Aww.
Melted her heart.
Aw.
Fail. I tried to make a water pitcher in an art class with clay.
How old were you?
I should have known better. It was horribly ugly. And she used it as like, what do those things
she
turn into?
She used it as a vase.
Cup holder. Or, cup yeah, holder. They're not cup holder, but like for pens
oh,
and scissors at
yes.
her desk.
Yes.
It was ugly beyond ugly. Major fail.
But it's so sweet that you thought of
it was
doing
appreciated.
Something for her. Yes. She
I believe she still had it when we were cleaning the house out.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because you hang on. You can't get rid of something like
right.
that. I feel like there's, you love that stuff. That stuff melts your heart.
Sure.
But there's the other like added celebration. Like what are you going to do that day to celebrate Mom? Are you going to let her sleep in? Does she want the breakfast in bed thing? Or is that just a nightmare? I think the only breakfast in bed that I was like surprised and delighted was I asked for mini pancakes in a bowl. It was like a TikTok food trend
yeah.
thing. And I just wanted a bowl full of pancakes. And they did it.
They did.
And it was awesome. But they let me eat my breakfast in silence. It drives me crazy every year. It's too quiet. It's weird. It sounds like a nice idea.
Right.
We're just going to let you enjoy breakfast in bed. It's messy. It's not where I want to be. And it's too quiet.
It's hard to eat food in bed. Let's just start with that.
It is. Right? It is.
And then they leave you to you and your crumbs. You're like, okay.
Is somebody going to come get the toast crumbs out of because now it's in my bed. It's like, ugh.
Yes.
It's all over me.
But it's like they want to give you some isolation time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some moment of silence.
Some quiet.
But at the same time, you still want the family moment, the camaraderie.
Right.
Maybe just like quiet at the table, but we're all getting along. However you want to frame
if it. If kids just got along, game changer.
Oh, that was also asked for by my mom. I just want you boys to get along.
All day long.
Yeah.
Just peace and harmony in the home.
Yeah.
Oh, some days that would work.
All right. Well, that is our question. What do you really want?
Come on, moms.
What do you really?
Be honest with us.
Really want?
What do you actually want? Is it a physical thing? Is it just peace and harmony in the home? What is it that you want?
Did your kid make you a really ugly ceramic porcelain pitcher that you ended up putting pens and scissors in? That's fine. But what did you really want that year?
What do you really want?
Let us know. That is Momtroversy. The phone lines are open at 200-1029.
Helping raise your kids the scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Maybe mom would like $5,000.
Maybe she would. You know what? I don't think any mom's going to say no to $5,000.
That's true. That is a separate conversation. We'll have that coming up. About 8:30, we're going to give you a keyword. You go to the website or the app and you get your shot at $5,000. But for right now, the phone calls are flooding our phone lines at 200-1029. What do moms really want for Mother's Day? That's our question today and tomorrow for Momtroversy.
Just, you know, it's too bad. Mom, we really can't read your mind. What do you actually really, truly want? Is it a physical thing or is it just, you know, a little bit of time to yourself? What is it that moms truly want?
Let's go to line number four.
I want to literally do nothing. I don't want to leave my house. I want to sit in my pajamas, sip on coffee, maybe watch a show, maybe get some flowers and a card, but I literally want to go nowhere. I want there to be no plans. Like, just, I want to be so relaxed and not stressed to leave my house.
Yes. Could there not be like a club softball thing that we have to go to? Or, yeah.
Yes.
Just
yes.
Some peace
no
and quiet.
No fancy dinner reservation. I just want to wear my bluey sweatpants and not have to move.
You have bluey sweatpants? I'm so jealous.
I have a whole bluey pajama set.
Oh. I thought she was going to say a whole bluey wardrobe.
It's a whole
pretty
thing.
Pretty darn close.
And you know what? On Mother's Day, I'm going to wear all of it, and you're not going to say anything about it.
You can. It's
exactly.
Mother's Day.
It's a nice,
bluey
quiet day.
It's also for the parents.
That's exactly right.
Well, So true.
I think
so
you've just
true.
Painted a perfect bluey Mother's Day picture.
Exactly.
And maybe a little bit of a gift idea in there, too.
That's right. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, Happy Mother's Day.
Everything's bluey.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye-bye. She brought something up. Actually, you mentioned it, and I didn't even consider this. The fact that there probably are club softball and club baseball.
Yeah.
Cross country. All of
there are these club things, and it's like you'd have to travel to.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to go there. You're going to probably forfeit your entire weekend, not just your Mother's Day. Yeah, there's some people that are celebrating on a soccer field.
That's tough.
Yeah. It's not what you want exactly. You love your kids, so you're going to do it, right? Because you're a good mom. But what if it was a perfect world and you could have the day that you wanted? What would you want that day to be like? What would you want to be gifted?
This is some truth talk, right? This is honest talk with the Morning Scramble.
Yeah.
What do you really want for Mother's Day? The phone lines are still open at 200-1029.
Seriously, peace and quiet. I work my butt off, so all I want is a day everybody can leave the house just peace and quiet.
Just a little bit of peace.
Here's what I'm hearing. Would you like the Morning Scramble to take your children?
Kick everybody out.
I was just going to take them for the day. You're kicking them out of the house.
No, they're gone. They're out of here. I don't need you. I just want them gone.
Wait, you know what I'm going
to
give you right now? One second of quiet. Ready? Here we go. How was that?
Enjoy.
She loved it.
Thank
yes!
you so much.
It was a hit.
Peace and quiet for this mom. Happy Mother's Day. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay. Have a good day.